Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
Hey everyone, it's Call Me Adam, and on today's episode of Bearing It All with Call Me Adam, we are talking with Helen Hayes nominated actress Leah Hocking. Best known for her roles in Broadway's The Last Ship, Billy Elliot, Mamma Mia, Hairspray, and my personal favorite, All Shook Up, Leah is about to star in the New York premiere of Enchanted April, a new musical, which will be running at Theater Row November 1st through the 16th. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Adam.
It's so great to talk to you. We last saw each other when you were starring on Broadway in All Shook Up, which I can't believe it's been that long since we've seen each other.
14 years? 15 years?
Around there, yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm so thrilled that we get to talk today. Let's start with talking about the show, Enchanted April, new musical. So what made you want to be part of this production?
Well, actually, my friend Alice was asked to direct it, and our kids, her son and my daughter, played opposite each other in Pride and Prejudice at LaGuardia. And he was Mr. Darcy, and she was Lizzie. And Alice and I had also worked a few years on the LaGuardia Gala. Alice directed it, and I sang in it for a few years. And so we became friends, and then she was offered this job, and she said she was reading this show, and she kept thinking of me to play Lottie. So she just asked me to do it, and I was like, sure.
Oh, my God, that's so exciting. And what a small world that because of your kids working, you know, acting together, and then you became friends, and now I love it. What do you relate to most about Lottie?
probably that she is puts her nose into places that maybe she shouldn't. I'm a little bit of a bossy girl. Yeah, Lottie is too.
I love that. And what is one characteristic of hers that you are glad you yourself do not possess?
I wish I was as tidy as she is. I kind of dig Lottie. I don't think there's anything I really don't like about her. Unless, you know, other than, of course, maybe the fact that she's a little too bossy and nosy, and maybe that's a characteristic I don't like about myself as well.
What do you feel audience should know about Enchanted April, a new musical, before coming to see it?
Oh, it's just beautiful. And it's so women forward. It's all about these four lovely women and all the people in their lives as well. And the music's gorgeous. It's enchanted.
I was listening to a few songs online and it sounds beautiful. Yeah. So I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's difficult for me. I have a lot of work to do in a short amount of time.
I know you're gonna do it.
I am. I just have a lot of homework.
In this show, all four women want to leave parts of their unsatisfied life behind for the exciting sunshine and wisteria of Tuscany. So what is one part of your life that you'd like to leave behind?
Well, actually, I went to Tuscany this summer, and it was magical. What would I like to leave behind? Anxiety. Anxiety, yeah. I've gotten much better, but I still get anxious and I have this weird guilt thing for no reason. And you know, it's just stuff you have, essential guilt. You're born with it, I guess. Yeah.
Yes, we all have that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Some people don't. Our president, perhaps, is a good example.
Yeah. But hopefully that won't be much longer.
Thank God.
Enchanted April, like I just said, centers around four women who vacation at a villa in Italy for the month of April. If you could live in Italy for a month and bring three of your best girlfriends, who would you want to join you for this retreat?
Oh, well, my friend Molly, of course. She's one of my oldest and best friends, and she's a world traveler too, so she would probably have the whole thing planned. Well, I have to have a goofy one in there. So my friend Jennifer, she's really, really funny and fun. And Jennifer Allen, she's an actor. Molly Pesci used to be an actor, and she was a TV host for a long time. And then who else would I bring? There's so many. There's so many options, you know. You know, I think I might bring my daughter. Because we went to Tuscany. Well, I went to Umbria this summer for a couple of weeks, and it was her graduation present. She just graduated from high school. And we had a blast. It was so much fun.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
It's great that you guys are friends and yeah. as well as mother-daughter.
We're getting there. Yeah. I'm still a little boring to her, but but I dig her. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. That sounds like a great crew to bring. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be. Yeah, it would be interesting too because Jennifer and Molly have never really even met, but it'd be fun.
Well, sounds good. Maybe it'll happen.
Yeah. You never know. Yeah. You never know.
Do you have any fun rehearsal stories so far that you can share with us?
You know, no, today is our fifth rehearsal. So it's all actually been really fun there's just been a lot of discovery in such a short amount of time. You know, we literally have 12 days of rehearsal and then 4 days of tech and then that's it. We're open. So it's so much really on your feet, creative discovery, and everybody's so on it and good that things are just happening and it's so exciting, you know. I mean, this is my favorite thing to do. To do a new show is you know, by far, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's the best thing you can possibly do in this business. And just that the creativity and just to watch people pull something, you know, make something new. Mm-hmm. It's great.
That's wonderful. And it's great to be part of that and have that have that experience.
Yeah. 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 No, it's by far my favorite thing.
Well, I'm glad you're getting to do it.
Me too.
Yeah. let's play with Lottie Wilkins and your character Miss Sandra from All Shook Up. Miss Sandra, she exudes confidence in herself and what she wanted out of life. What advice do you think Miss Sandra would give to Lottie Wilkins about being confident?
Grow a pair. I mean, Miss Sandra was so confident, and Lottie is the exact opposite. I mean, her husband even says she's pretty enough, and well, that's their relationship as well. But you know, Miss Sandra was a she was a bombshell,
yeah.
And Lottie's just sort of this mousy housewife. So you know, to clean it up and get out there and try a little harder, maybe. Although Lottie tries really hard. It just doesn't always work for her. Mm. Yeah.
Well,
those are pretty disparate characters.
Yes, they are. They are. Yes, yes. But it's good advice that she would give, and maybe Lottie would take it to heart. And yeah. Know.
Well, you know, things happen in the show, so come and see it and find out.
That's a great tease. Yes. okay, so since this is our first time doing an interview together, let's switch gears for a moment and find out some general things about you. Who or what inspired you to become an actress?
Before we get to that answer, let's take a quick break and get a word in from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome back to Burying It All with Call Me Adam. So as you were saying.
Well, I mean, from the time I can remember, I wanted to be an actress. I was, I mean, I, you know, three, four, I remember doing, well, I used to model in the living room. I used to have the runway. My sister would come in and applaud for me. And I did actually a play. My mother, my father was working at a university, and my mother is a seamstress, so she designed the costumes for a production. It was like King Herod at, it was a some musical version of a show, a German show that they did. They translated, and then and we taped it at KDK in Pittsburgh. I was 4 years old. I was the star bearer, and then and it was gonna be on TV, you know. And then they didn't get the rights to translate it, so they had to pull the whole thing. But that was you know the beginning, and I kind of have never looked back. I always knew I wanted to be an actor, and I never questioned it, even when things weren't so great. You know, I just always knew that eventually it was going to work out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you always know it would be musical theater, or did you?
No, I wanted to be a movie star when I was, you know, a little kid. I wanted to be a movie star. And but then I saw a musical. I think the first musical I ever saw was You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And I was about, I don't know, maybe 8, 9, 10, something like that. It was a, I think it was a touring production. We were living in Binghamton, New York at the time, and my mom would take me to see community theater productions as well in Binghamton. And my sister performed in high school, and they were older than me, so I would go see their plays. And I just remember I would weep at the end. I didn't want them to end, and I would just cry and cry and cry because I was so. I mean, I was so moved by the whole experience, and then we moved to Michigan, and my mom would take us to community theater there, and the same thing would happen. I mean, I didn't know any of these people, and I would just cry, you know. So and then when I got the opportunity, and I think the first play I did was in seventh grade, mm-hmm. and then it was just all over, and I sang a lot too. Mm-hmm. I always sang. And you know, I always sang to like Barbara Streisand and Liza Minnelli records, you know, and so I taught myself to belt and wow. Yeah, and then I sang a lot in high school and did a ton of community theater in junior high and high school. So yeah,
that's
it happened. It just happened naturally.
Yeah, that's amazing. But it's been a great journey.
I've been doing it my whole life, really, but I finally got it together and moved to the city. And when I was here, I was a kind of can I swear?
You can swear, yeah.
Yeah, so I was a little bit of a fuck up. And the first few years I lived here. And then I was doing summer stock on Long Island, and I did Sheila in Hair. You know, blew my voice out because, you know, you're screaming rock and you're partying all night.
Right.
And I went to the doctor, and he's like, yeah, you know, you might want to quit smoking and, you know, get it together. And I was like, well, gee, you know, he's right. This is what I want to do with my life. So and just so I got like, I started living like a monk. And literally a month later, I got a phone call from Forbidden Broadway because I had auditioned for the show a year before and didn't get the job. Just got a phone call out of the blue, and I had literally $20 left to my name. Got a phone call out of the blue, and this was like 1990, and they said, do you want to be the understudy? And I was like, yeah, and that was it. I never looked back.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I love that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my, it was so much fun.
And it's back now.
Yeah, I have to go see it. Yeah.
Yes. What are some roles on Broadway that you'd still like to play that you haven't, whether they're currently running or that you would like to see revived?
You know, people ask me this question, and I've never really aspired to roles. My favorite thing is to make new shows. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, there are classics that I'd probably love to do, some Shakespeare and I'd love to do some Tennessee Williams someday, mm-hmm. but it's not, the things I really, really love to do is the thing I really love to do is make a new person, a new show.
Since All Shook Up is one of my favorite shows, what are some of your fondest memories from that time?
Oh my God. Hey, we had so much fun. We tried out in Chicago at the same time. Spamalot was trying out in Chicago, so we hung out with all those people. Aww. We had a blast with them. But the funniest thing that happened was closing night. I was playing opposite Mark Price, mm-hmm. and you know, our characters fell in love at the end. And it was closing night, you know how crazy those audiences can get. Yeah. And it's so much fun. And everybody's crying and sad, you know, but happy. It's so exciting. It's electric. Mm-hmm. And we're doing the last scene of the show, and I forgot my line. I literally could not remember my line. You know, crying. Mm-hmm. Mark's crying. I'm crying. We're standing in front of, you know, what, 2,000 people. Mm-hmm. The whole cast is on stage behind us. And I completely went up. I had no idea what I was supposed to say. So I just turned around to the company and I was like, anybody? And, you know, so everybody laughed. And then somebody gave me my line and we finished the show eventually. But it was hilarious.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, so stupid.
That's one of my favorite stories I've ever heard. I love it. Okay, so I can't believe we're already at the end of the interview. This was so fast. But I always end my interviews playing off of my podcast name, Bearing It All with Call Me Adam. So if you were to bear it all and reveal something about yourself that you have not talked about in a previous interview, what would you reveal?
Wow. there's not much I haven't talked about. I don't know if I've actually talked about. I've been fired a couple times from a couple shows. Yeah.
Can you say which one?
Oh yeah. My first Broadway show was Guys and Dolls, and Jerry Zaks fired me after 10 months. And it's a good story, but it's way too long to tell here. And yeah, so it built a lot of character. My first Broadway show, imagine. And then before that, though, I think it was, yeah, it was before that, because I actually got, I booked that show 2 weeks after I got married.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then, but the year before that, I was doing a show in Japan, and it was myself and two other old, you know, just Broadway actresses that had been around forever. And this was in like 1992. Mm-hmm. And I'm being who I am. I asked too many questions, and at the time, I guess you didn't ask a lot of questions to a man in Japan. I don't know, cultural thing maybe.
Right.
But apparently I offended him, and so they fired me.
Wow, fired for asking too many questions. Crazy.
Yeah, and I do ask a lot of questions.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it is, but some people don't want to be questioned.
Yes, that is true.
I have a feeling that might have been part of what happened the next time, too. But for another day.
Yeah. Everybody listening, you are going to come see Leah in Enchanted April, a new musical, November 1st. Through the 16th at Theater Row. I'll have the ticket link up on callmeadam.com. Thank you so much for coming today. I really had such fun talking to you.
Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome. And I'll see you on stage.
Yeah, great. Yeah, great. See you soon.
Yes.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's Adam lives for the business of show. callmeadam.com.
Thanks for listening. For more Call Me Adam interviews, visit callmeadam.com and follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at callmeadamnyc.
Do you remember watching your favorite celebrity being interviewed, but you could tell there was more to that interview than what was being shown? My name is Adam Rothenberg, and in the past 16 years, I have interviewed over 2,200 artists and celebrities, and I am here to tell you that yes, there is definitely more to the interviews you have watched, read, or listened to. In my debut book, Behind the curtain, the mistakes, lessons learned, and triumphs of interviewing celebrities, I take you behind the scenes of what really happens during an interview, sharing the joys, the pitfalls, and the OMG moments. You can get your copy on Amazon or through my entertainment platform, callmeadam.com. You can get your very own autographed copy.